This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. More than 15 people were killed in a shooting at a Prague university on Thursday. Police said the shooter's body has also been recovered. The police said the shooter was a student at the Faculty of Arts at Charles University. They believe he first killed his father before going to the university. The United Nations Security Council is still supposed to meet about a ceasefire in Gaza. A meeting that was supposed to happen on Monday, which keeps getting postponed. Here's U.S. President Joe Biden.
We're negotiating right now at the U.N. the contours of a resolution. Excuse me, the sun's in my eyes. A resolution that we may be able to agree to. That's still going on.
Once again on Thursday, the World Health Organization has called for a ceasefire in Gaza.
The WHO calls again for a humanitarian ceasefire. This is needed now to reinforce and restock remaining health facilities, deliver medical services needed by thousands of injured people and those needing other essential care, and above all, to stop the bloodshed and death.
That's WHO's Richard Pieperkorn. He says only 9 of the 36 health facilities in Gaza are currently partly functional. The Israeli military on Wednesday said it uncovered a major Hamas command center in the heart of Gaza City. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Ukraine has received the last 1.5 billion euro tranche from the $18 billion euro package from the EU for the end of 2023. This is VOA News.